This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just a moment or two or three or four of your time so that we can help you through the day. This is the DJV way to help you through the day. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, the J in the DJV show. Victoria Keelan is well here as well. It's swell to have all you folks around the world listening to this. One of the messages, sometimes we have a tough day. I had a tough day yesterday, and we have them. And I have decided that a good mantra for this, anytime you have a bad day, is that anything can be overcome. Even when it seems like you have nowhere left to turn, nowhere to go, there is a solution waiting for you. So the business here with the COVID or whatever other things are going on, some of us have private things, some of us have things that everybody else is going through, but when you encounter adversity and stress that erodes your optimism, normally I'd say we were all very optimistic here. Would you say, ladies, this is the whole
really
mantra behind the program is that it's optimistic. You know, there are some things that are very difficult to overcome. And we're seeing a collision of all that stuff right now. Mercury's just gone into retrograde.
Oh, great.
That ought to be pleasant. Well, it depends on how you take it. But I will tell you that in truth, there's no situation so dire, no challenge so great, no choice so bewildering that it can't be overcome. So believe in yourself. Believe that. Don't think that all the avenues have been closed. I don't know what to do. I certainly have gone there. But coming up with efforts, I've been blessed by having great friends and people who care about me and what's going on in my life and how the work on the farm is going and saving it and working it through. Listen, there's nothing about this time in our lives that we will ever forget. I think that pretty much goes without saying. So, Jen, what about COVID? Do we have some COVID things that in your mind are different? Or is there anything new? I saw a reinfection of somebody. Is this the first time? What would be the description or the definition of reinfection is you've had it once and now you've got it again, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know if this is the first one because I remember a couple of, like maybe a month or two ago, there was another instance of that.
People just don't
know how long the antibodies are going to last. So
how long do you think? Do you feel like you've had it? That's how I kind of came to you with this. Do you feel like you're over it? Do you feel really good? Do you feel like you got something out of the experience of having COVID?
I think I'm less afraid than I was. I was very afraid when I had it because there's a lot of fear-mongering in the media. Yeah. You try to get information when you're home with that diagnosis and you're ready to throw yourself out the window because every story in the media is about how you're going to die, you're going to have long-term damage,
so
all of these things.
So irresponsible, my God.
And, you know, the truth
long-term damage thing is, that from what they've studied so far, that could be very true. So
right.
That's
well,
not
it could be for
report on that. Yeah.
It could be for some people, but I'm telling you what, when you get that positive diagnosis and all you see is that, it's a tremendous amount of fear-mongering for something that only has like a 1% death rate, essentially, at this point. So I think that there needs to be a little more optimism. There needs to be some reports about what we can do once we get that diagnosis to make things better for ourselves so that we can get the best possible outcome. Unfortunately, that's not happening, at least that I have seen so far. I thought the funniest headline that I saw yesterday, and funny in a way that is ironic, it's not laughable, is new CDC study finds majority of those infected with COVID-19 always wore masks. Okay.
Huh? So say that again?
This is a headline from the CDC that released a study the other day. It was on the 12th that this came out. New CDC study finds majority of those infected with COVID-19 always wore masks.
Huh?
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
I wore a mask. I still got sick. And so it appears to it's more conflicting data and facts and opinion.
Well, that's the CDC.
About the, what that is, that seems what wearing to be their, mask actually does.
The stock and trade there is to contradict themselves each day.
I also think when people are surveyed, they went, oh, I was always careful. I always wore a mask. I think people don't want to admit that they were careless.
Mm.
I mean, that's based on someone stating to a doctor or a survey taker, yeah, you know, I always wore a mask. Well, you didn't. So you were obviously exposed somewhere. You were someplace that you shouldn't have been, and that's what happens. Whether you were outside and you were too close to other people or whatever, but I think that's I find a lot of flaws with anything with that headline.
Well, I find the CDC
Exactly. The study found that 74.2% reported wearing masks always. 14.5% wore masks often. And
sounds
so
like,
the question is, are the cloth masks, and here's the thing, this is a real question. I know the cloth masks make people feel better, but are they really all of that effective? Because when you actually hear medical experts talk about it, it's the N95
mask
that actually protects.
There's one mask that is really effective, and that's the one that filters you down to one micron. Other than that, stuff can get out. And so you live with it. But there's a different psyche that works, for me anyway, on this, ladies. It is that it's polite. It makes you, there's a consciousness. You're thinking, when you put the mask on, you're thinking about others. At least that's the way I read it.
It's polite, but I think it's also controlling. And that's one thing that I think goes hand in hand with it. We have to acknowledge that it is.
Not if you got a mind
control.
Of your own. Hopefully we're not all sheep, but the way things are now, it looks like there are a lot of sheep around when it comes to this, when it comes to voting. Let's stick with the CDC for a sec, though, if we may. There has been a focus on urging minority communities to get flu shots this year. Is it the obvious?
Because it's the threat of the
minority
pandemic.
Community has been, right, has been, the COVID thing has been tougher on minorities.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, the numbers you were talking about, stats, Jennifer, about half of Americans get a flu shot every year. But there's a diversity gap in who's getting them. If you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're Latino, according to Dr. Leandris Laberd at the CDC, you're looking at coverage about 40%. So that means we can do much better. What is we? What does that mean? You're going to go out and give them a shot? Fewer black children get the flu vaccine than children of other races. So why is that? If they're worried about black adults,
medical coverage or awareness, I'm not sure. But this has become. Go ahead.
I just wonder what the stats are on black children getting the flu. That would be an interesting comparative as to who gets the flu versus who gets the shot. But the black community has twice the rate of hospitalization for the regular flu than does the white population. That's interesting, because we knew it was the COVID thing was disproportionate, but I don't know, the flu was as well. So you're going to see a lot of ads in the television, newspaper, wherever, reaching out to minority communities to try to educate them. And that's part of the whole educational system. And why it's necessary. Again, back to biology, perhaps, or teaching in health science in elementary schools. Are they teaching youngsters are they telling them they must get a flu shot? Or are they educating them how to think, what this flu shot will do for you? This is what it does. And if you don't take one, this is what might happen to you. You know, or present both sides so the kids know what to think. I think it was very interesting. My daughter and I were talking about Miles, my grandson, and what he knows, because he's now getting curious about people that he sees all the time. And he was asking, he didn't know who Trump was and he didn't know who Biden was, but he knows they're getting a lot of attention. And so there was a discussion about the two of them and politics, because a 5.5-year-old, what does he know about politics? He doesn't knows what his life is about. And so it wasn't a political discussion. It was kind of just a who are they discussion, which I think is a good thing for youngsters to know who leaders are without being told that they're good or bad. Just this is who they are, and start from there. So I wonder what the rest of you all think about that. What do you know about what your children are learning with regard to these things in school, especially if you have younger children? What are you teaching? Are you teaching your children your own prejudices, or are you teaching your children to have an open mind? What's more important, that they be just like you when they grow up, or that they have a healthy mind? I think that's something to consider. In a moment, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the battle for the Senate, as time allows here, coming up on 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
All right, so what happens if Biden wins next month? There are two different scenarios, right? The coattail thing, we were just talking about this off the air. Jennifer says not so fast because there are a lot of tight races.
I think the coattail thing, you're talking about is there like a wave, basically? If Biden wins, does it mean that the Democrats will take back control of the Senate? I think that the House tends to go more with those
presidential votes. 14 of the Senate races are pretty competitive.
Yeah. I really think it's up in the air. Trump could win. Biden could win. I'm not even ready to make a prediction yet on that. Mm-hmm. But I do think the Senate races are pretty standalone, and there's some tight ones. Colorado, Maine, Arizona is huge. South Carolina, they're making a lot of money,
Michigan,
but I still think Lindsey Graham's
going to win. Iowa.
Iowa's another tight one.
South Carolina, Kansas, yeah. Alaska, yeah.
There's a lot of standalones. The one to really watch in Arizona is Mark Kelly against Martha McSally because it's a special election. So whoever wins takes office immediately.
Really? Why? What happened?
Because that's John McCain's old seat. It's somehow they take office right away.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, it looks like the Democrats' best hopes are in Arizona and Colorado as I look at the... That's some of the info here. Kelly is, if you remember, married to Gabby Giffords. He was the astronaut, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Makes him compelling. They're running really neck and neck. And from what I understand,
what are the issues? Is Trump an issue or are they?
Trump was actually winning in the state of Arizona, so he's not. He's another one who's not. I mean, it's very possible Trump wins Arizona and Mark Kelly wins the Senate seat. That's what I'm talking about. Like, a lot of it can be independent from each other. But I do think that one of the things that caught him up is that he wouldn't answer on the court packing issue in their debate last week, and that didn't sit well with a lot of people in Arizona. So we'll see if that matters.
Right. All right, 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support.
And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Average Avril.
Oh my God, you still messed it up.
What do you mean?
It's not Avril, it's Avril Lavigne.
Avril, average
there
Avril.
There you go. That's what I was trying to tell you. I'm not saying she's average. Trying to help you.
Thank you. I thought you said I was beyond help. You've said that many times.
That is true. I'm reminded now.
Thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with Average Avril. Live streaming. One Republic and Alicia Cara have joined a lineup for the Lyme Disease live stream benefit concert. The event is set for the 24th of this month. Benefit the Average Avril Lavigne.
Let's stop calling her Average.
The Lavigne. Why? It's spelled L-A-V-I-G-N-E. How else would you pronounce that?
Is
that
it's Lavigne.
French? Yeah. I got that. But what other way could you... Did she make that up? Did she have another name? Or is that
her
real
name? It's her actual name.
It is. Okay. Why do you sound so put off with me? I'm asking questions because I don't know.
Really?
Answer.
Does it matter if Avril Lavigne's real name is Avril Lavigne? She's doing a lot of good to help people who have
I'm not
are suffering from Lyme disease. Let's focus more on that.
Okay, boss. Rob Thomas and host Wilmer Valderrama. He's an actor from NCIS, right?
Or that 70s show where he's most famously known for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. See? I'm wrong again.
And Lindsay Lohan's old boyfriend.
Right, exactly.
Demi Lovato's longtime boyfriend.
Oh, it's okay. Around.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you guys do this story? I'm just going to sit here and listen because I'm sick of talking about Average April not being April or Abraham or whatever her name is. So what are they doing?
Why is this difficult? Rob Thomas and Wilmer Valderrama are going to host, and it's the hashtag Fight Lyme with Avril and Friends. She's raising awareness and funds for Lyme disease because she has suffered with Lyme disease for a really long time. And so tickets in the merch bundles and VIP soundcheck passes are all on sale now. Ticket buyers can access the show using they're going to send you a link, basically, so you can replay the live stream for 48 hours on demand. So this is...
That wasn't so hard, was it?
She got Lyme disease from a tick bite in 2015, and so she has been, really ill. She thought she was actually going to die from it for a long time.
I don't think they diagnosed her right away, either, did they?
I think they didn't
know what it was.
That's
tough with Lyme.
Having had Lyme disease, it's very difficult sometimes to figure out what it really is. Aches and pains and stuff that really, a hard time, really is. You got to have a blood test in order to figure it out. All right, next up here, coming up on 26 at the hour on the DJV show, Jennifer Victoria, Doug and you, Niall Horan canceled all of his tour dates because of the obvious. But he's finding a way to play his new album, Heartbreak Weather, live. He's the only Irish member of One Direction, performing a ticketed live stream show next month to benefit his touring crew. He'll be joined by his full band on the 7th of November to perform a set at London's Royal Albert Hall. The audience-free concert will be streamed globally. There'll be a four-timed live stream set for different 8 o'clocks on the same day in different time zones. The only way to watch the concert is during the allotted live stream time. Won't be available on demand after it airs that first time. That's interesting. So is that up the value of the tickets? Do these people have the ability to pull in that kind of dough? One Direction is pretty popular, right? So
there'll
be a lot
of
people interested in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tickets on sale next week. Let's see. The 16th is Friday. Okay. Go on. And then, what's the ticket for something like this cost?
I don't know the price of it. Yeah, they're usually not that bad. Yeah. So, and a lot of people have watch parties and stuff, and I'm sure that he'll raise a lot of money. I think it's nice that he's trying to support the crew, his touring crew and the band, because there's no way for them to make any money right now. No. All of the crews and union guys and, you know, and women who put together these concerts and tours, it's just a really hard time for them.
Yep.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says,
"All of my colleagues, we represent these people. I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal."
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will spend another day being questioned by senators as her confirmation hearing continues today. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden came out on Monday and said he's not a fan of court packing. Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is remaining quiet on the topic.
Vice President Biden has been very clear with the American people where he stands. The bottom line is that we are 21 days now from an election, and that's where we're going.
Would you also say you're not a fan of court packing?
Harris ducking the question as her and her staffers get on an elevator. If you're looking for a way to bring in a little extra money with stuff you have around the house, here's an idea, according to Kurt Knudsen, the cyber guy.
Average American has just shy of $200 worth of old tech laying around their house. So go on a scavenger hunt today. Go look for your old phones that you're not using anymore, tablets, games, other like CDs, DVDs. You can go, and there's sites like Declutter, and it's Declutter without the E at the end, so it's D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R.
Knudsen also telling Fox News it's better to use Declutter if you're looking to upgrade your phone.
And often you go, hey, well, what do I trade in my phone? Well, this is usually about a third better value to let Declutter buy your phone from you. Free shipping in each direction. They've done over about 6 million transactions. It is an easy way to find cash sitting around the house.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. Doug and Jennifer and Victoria here at the ready, at your service, and certainly on your side. Here's something that appeared on my Facebook page. This is from the When You Thought You Had Heard It All department. The fact that airplanes are sitting on the runways and tarmacs all over the world, big planes, gave the folks at Singapore Airlines an idea. Because the planes are sitting there doing nothing, they have sort of converted many of them to restaurants. So if you are somebody who's eager to take a trip on a plane, and the tickets are being gobbled up, pardon the pun, to dine.
This can't be, and where is this? This is in Singapore, right? This is not here.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
I was going to say, because if there's no indoor dining, then you sure as heck shouldn't be sitting on an airplane.
Right. Why are you volunteering to sit in a little capsule of an airplane?
Right.
I don't know. That makes no sense.
It costs, this is, by the way, a big hit for them. Hundreds of passengers have paid $470 for a trip, quote-unquote, on a double-decker Airbus is just sitting on the tarmac. I thought that was
Qantas pretty. Qantas, you know, the one down in Australia?
Yeah.
They're selling tickets to go nowhere. So you just, you fly around and you literally don't land anywhere. Who would want to do that? Are you that desperate to fly somewhere? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, the first tranche at this, 900 seats for two different trips in quotation marks, next week, sold out in a half an hour after the ad appeared in the Singapore national newspaper.
So you're eating airplane food, or is there like a fancy chef that's actually bringing
the food? No, it's a four-course meal in the first-class suite, and then you can buy cheaper food and sit in the back of the plane.
How gullible are people?
And here's the other thing I don't understand. Fine dining off of a sticky drop-down tray table? I mean,
right.
Is that really?
And you know they're just giving you airplane food that's been sitting
there
that they can't get rid of.
Somehow we've made it into the wrong business. Like, there are so many people that we could... I mean, these people are making money serving food on an airplane. How are we not figuring this stuff out?
Well, here we are. All right, so there's a vaccine update that... We want you to know about, Victoria. Do you have the details?
Yeah. So there's a late-stage clinical trial that's been going on with a company called Eli Lilly. And unfortunately, this is the second time this week we've heard about this. Eli Lilly has now paused over their vaccine trials over safety concerns. They have not specified exactly what happened or why they're doing this. Their vaccine is not actually a vaccine. It's one of those natural immune system boosters, and so it relies on antibodies, essentially, and this is similar to Regeneron, which is what President Trump received when he was at Walter Reed, so I'm not exactly sure, and doesn't make me feel that confident. This isn't even a vaccine. This is just the immune booster shot, and so for whatever reason, they've had to shut it down because of safety concerns. Johnson & Johnson, earlier this week, they're actually working on a vaccine, and they're also in stage 3, and they had to shut down because a volunteer had some health issues. Again, they're not telling us exactly what those health issues are. We know that when, was it AstraZeneca was the first one, right, that had to shut down because that person, was a female volunteer in her late 30s who developed some sort of neurological issue connected to her spine as part of that trial. So this is kind of like, we're 0-3 now. So I know that there are a lot of companies that are in the late stages of doing these trials, but now there are three major ones that are still on pause. So I don't know what the future looks like, but they need at least, they say about 8 million cases in the U.S. have been reported. That's, you know, people who have tested positive that we know of. There are probably other people, I'm sure, many other people who never got a test or were asymptomatic. So they're going to need a lot of doses. So I wonder if eventually they'll have to just have multiple companies team up and make the doses, you know, once they get to that final confirmation stage.
What a world.
Yeah, I know.
So I stayed on Facebook for a minute or two just to kind of nose around. Sometimes I do while we're on the air. Most of the time I don't do it until we get off the air because I don't want to be distracted. So I saw that story about Singapore Airlines, what they're doing to feed people. And then I just sort of scrolled down a little bit. There's a picture of a cougar attacking somebody. This mountain lion and a cougar apparently stalked this person, and as it attacked this person, she turned around and took a picture of the cougar.
That's what I would do, right? I mean, if a cougar is about to bite my face off, I want to make sure I get a good
picture of it first. Yeah, that's like the guy who falls off the cliff because he wants a selfie on the edge of the cliff.
Did this person survive?
This is a story yet to be determined. I saw the picture, and then there's no report after that. So what does that make you think? But how would it get posted if the person hadn't survived?
Maybe if the phone was picked up, you know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
So here's some good news.
So dumb.
I suppose, people, it just is, it's incredible. It really is. Princeton University. This is interesting. I wonder what my daughter thinks about this. I'll have to ask her. I haven't talked to her since Sunday. The Princeton University Board has agreed to pay $1 million in back pay to professors women who have been on the staff that were not paid the same as men. This agreement follows a Labor Department report found in the last 10 years or so, 106 women in full professor positions were paid less than their male colleagues. You can get away with that in some of the in public universities, but Princeton's a private university. But what are they thinking? I mean, you don't think anybody's going to look and see, or they're not going to know a group of this caliber? What in the world? What are you thinking?
Well, just, and they may have gone off of their qualifications. We don't know. But if you've got...
If you get full professorship and you're on tenure...
Agreed. You know, we should be making the same.
You're beyond... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Qualifications are important before you get tenured. But the Labor Department has been on this. I wonder about pay gaps elsewhere in the university level, if you will. I remember there was an issue here in Framingham about teacher pay back when I was teaching. Men were getting more money than women for doing the same job.
I don't think that happens anymore. I mean, you'd have to look at school districts, but it's just a set salary scale that's published.
Yeah. Yeah.
There have been some laws that have been put in place. I know in New Jersey, and I think maybe in New York too, they're not allowed this is a private university, so they can do what they want. But if you go to work for a government agency, they are not allowed to ask you what your previous salary was. And so that actually, that keeps everybody on the same pay grade, because companies and government agencies and whatever, they're all cheap. And so if they find out that you were making X, they're not going to pay you as much as someone else who maybe came in at a higher salary. And that is fundamentally one of the reasons for the pay gap between men and women, because if women start out at a lower salary, having to disclose what they made at their prior job keeps them at a lower salary compared to the men who were there. And men are, as we know, I mean, this is just statistically true, men are, you know, better at negotiating a higher entry salary for themselves. So there are a lot of things in place that, you know, that keep women in that pay gap. And so, you know, I think it's commendable. Now, Princeton University is agreeing to this, kicking and screaming. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. No. They actually reached this settlement so that they wouldn't have to say that they did anything wrong. And they've made it very clear in their statements. Well, we're not admitting any guilt, but we're just going to pay everyone equally.
All right, a couple of books here. We got time for a couple of quick notes on books. Olivia, is it Troy? Is that how you pronounce her name? I figure Jennifer would
know. I don't
know
who this is. I don't know.
She's an ex-Pence aide who was there about 5 minutes and has written a book.
They all do.
Oh, my God. Here's another one. Where did I see? There's another book somewhere. Joshua Powell, who's written a book called Inside the NRA. The NRA has blood on its hands. No, it doesn't. The guy who runs it does.
Should.
But the NRA, in terms of what it does and how it does it, that's the best example in my mind of the buck stopping here. It all flows uphill to what's-his-face's desk. And at that point, and he's been there. This guy's been, how long has this guy been running the NRA? Jennifer, you don't remember?
I have no idea.
My mind just...
You're talking about Wayne LaPierre, but
Wayne
I don't
LaPierre,
know.
Right, yeah. Long time. Since I was doing... I can remember interviewing him when I was in Cincinnati in the 80s. So he's been around at least that long, if not longer. And he just is like a... He's a despot. He should be running the Chinese government. He'd be good at that. Meanwhile...
But he may be a crook, but why does he have blood on his hands? I don't understand that. Why does the NRA have blood on their hands?
Well, apparently what... this book points out as the ease of getting guns, people getting guns that shouldn't have them, the NRA supporting, the corruption, the greed, that's how he describes it, the paranoia.
I think this guy's wrong. The NRA supports responsible gun owners.
That's why I went to Wayne LaPierre, Frank. I think he's wrong about talking about the general membership in the NRA. I think this book should be about Wayne LaPierre, frankly. This guy was really, he's a bad dude. Oof. All right, 44, almost 45 after the hour. Don't forget our DJ download. Let's see, excerpts from some of the recent downloads focus on Eskimo pies. I don't know. I think about the discussion of plastic bottles. Actually, that was a pretty important discussion. Don't you think so, ladies? That would be something that people ought to listen to, how deadly plastic bottles are. I think that's a valuable conversation. Not that all of our conversations are not valuable, but some are more valuable than others. Like the Halloween costume discussion. It may have some value if you're going to buy a Halloween. People, actually, though, that was a big business before this year, buying, it was $8 billion last year for Halloween? Yeah.
People spent a lot of money on Halloween. It's only second to Christmas.
DJV download every day, different excerpt podcast, DJV download at djvshow.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Good work. We found Lauren. He's out wandering the streets of Santa Monica early in the morning with his dog, and he forgot his flashlight. So, Victoria, we had to go out and find him, save him, and bring him back home. So now it's A-OK. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, is here on the DJV Show to talk about, curiously enough, your pet. Today, actually, is National Pet Obesity Day, Warren, because there's a National Obesity Day for humans. Why not for pets? And we all know the pets, dogs and cats especially. I think more cats, but we are feeding our dogs more. I was pleased
with
Daisy.
We're eating more.
We're eating more.
During quarantine, everybody's gained weight, including pets.
Right. So what happens if your pooch gets plump, Warren? What should you be doing?
You know, this isn't new. In 1974, I wrote a book called Pet Aerobics, an exercise book for dogs and cats.
Of course.
And there were 4 pages. It was a big deal. There were 4 pages in People Magazine. I was doing Good Morning America, dancing with Ronald Reagan Jr. and a dog. It was an interesting time. But anyway, this has been a major concern of mine for a long time, because so many dogs, and cats for that matter, that are mentally healthy, psychologically feeling good, but just have to be euthanized or can't do the things they should be doing because they're obese. People don't understand. The average cat weighs 10 pounds. You just add 2 pounds to that, that's 20% weight. Imagine if we gain that. So it's really imperative to make sure that you keep your dogs and cats in good shape, because they develop the same problems, you know, arthritis, diabetes, hip problems, and other problems. So Obesity, you know, we kind of laugh. Oh, look at that chubby dog. Look at that fat cat. It's not funny. And I think people should be much more aware and work with their vets. And one of the things I recommend, it's not only the diet. We talk about diet. You know, a lot of people eating more. And yes, Victoria, you're absolutely right. Dogs and cats are gaining weight during the pandemic. But the thing we need to remember is that exercise is just as important as diet. And I know people, I have enough friends living in New York City. You know what? Instead of taking the elevator, go up and down the steps with your dog. Hallway sprints back and forth. Play monkey in the middle. Whatever you need to do. But exercise in conjunction with proper diet is the way to go. And one more thing. So many people out there feed their dog once a day. And what happens is the dog's hungry the rest of the day. Even if he's getting all the nutrition, he's hungry. So I'm a strong advocate. When people want to lose weight, doctors recommend that they eat several small meals throughout the day. I feed my guys twice a day, sometimes three times a day if I'm around with them, like during the pandemic, but I just make sure they're not getting any more food, the same amount of food, and instead of the big treats on the market, I use baby carrots, I use cauliflower. By the way, my dogs think cauliflower are made out of liver. So I, you know, I lie to my dogs at that point. I say, you want a piece of salami? And I give them a carrot. You know? I'm a fibber. But it's so, and you hit the nail on it. It is so, so important. Our dogs will live a lot longer as well as our cats
if you love them,
kept in shape.
Like you, I know you love them, then you got to take care of them. Like you need to take care of yourself. This is a great lesson for both humans and dogs in following that train of thought, Warren, I think.
But don't overdo it. I see people running out. I live in Santa Monica. I see people running with their dogs and their tongues are hanging out. Exercise, you know, in small stages is the way to go. And especially if it's hot outside, do it early in the morning when the sun goes down.
The Santa Monica, all bets are off on anything.
That's so right.
As you and I both know. All right, here's a story about a rescue dog's sniffing skills that helped endangered killer whales in Washington State. You see, this is a mixed breed dog. He's a few weeks old. When somebody dumped her outside of the animal shelter in Sacramento, she weighed 3.5 pounds, cold, wet, lethargic. That person should be shot at sunrise. Anyway, but the dog named Eba pulled through, and she was adopted by Dr. Deborah Giles, who is a killer whale researcher, University of Washington. So apparently they've got a conservation canine program rescuing dogs from shelters, and it trains them to detect a wildlife scat, which is also poop, which is, you know, S-H, it's feces. And so what she did, she took Eba out on a boat where she studies out in the sea, the area that's out on the Washington coast, where there are killer whales. Sure enough, Eba was a natural for that. Dog weighs 30 pounds now, and she didn't have any issues staying upright and confident in the water. And so she learned how to associate the scent of an orca poop with a toy. Anyway, second day in the water, she found her first wild whale, a scat, which was pretty amazing. And this is, I guess that there are stress levels these whales are having, and they're not living in the right places. So this is a way for them to be sort of moved into the right places.
It's amazing what dogs can do.
Yeah. I should have had you tell the story instead of me telling the story. Warren, you still there? Did you go back to sleep?
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.